This is Ozarks at Large. Researchers at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences have been awarded a $1.3 million grant to study disparities in immune system response to COVID-19 through antibody testing on patients in Arkansas. Wendy Nebhard is the chair of the Epidemiology Department at the UAMS College of Public Health and the principal investigator on the project.
We're very, very excited to have this opportunity to do this grant because it's focused on understanding how the body responds to the SARS-CoV-2 infection, but more importantly, not just in general, but specifically looking at differences between non-Hispanic Blacks, Hispanics, and Caucasians.
Nebhard says they hope to follow 450 men and women who are racially, ethnically, and geographically diverse to examine why some people experience mild symptoms after becoming infected with COVID-19 and others end up hospitalized.
Is it genetic? Is it environmental? All these other factors that could be at play. So in general, we don't know that. But more specifically, we don't know if Blacks, Whites, and Hispanics respond differently or the same to that infection. So that's the real specific purpose of this grant, is to understand if there are differences by race and ethnicity in responding to SARS-CoV-2.
Researchers will be enrolling participants between November of this year and April 2021. Nebhard says participants will be recruited through data collected by the Arkansas Department of Health.
So we'll try to get them as early after infection as possible. And then we will follow them with serial blood draws probably about every week to every 2 weeks for the first month. And then it will be every 2 weeks and so forth. And then it'll be spaced out a little bit more. And we'll follow them for up to 2 years so that we can look at the short-term and then long-term response to SARS-CoV-2 infection, because there's so many things that we don't know.
And that includes the long-term effects of the virus following the acute phase. Across the country, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected communities of color especially hard. Nebhard says there's evidence social determinants of health and institutionalized racism have played a role in that. But because the virus is so new, researchers want to examine if there are other factors at play.
So could it be that the immune system is not responding as well? Could it be that they're responding differently? Does the disease look different in these populations? So again, not discounting evidence of social determinants of health, but supplementing other possible explanations as well.
If the study reveals physiological factors may also contribute to the disparities in how different groups respond to the virus, Nebhard says the next question that will have to be answered is, why is that?
So there are a lot of things that affect our immune systems. You know, we know that rest, stress, exercise, nutrition, habits such as smoking, alcohol, there's a variety of things that affect our immune system environmentally. And then there are also factors that genetically influence our immune system. So we'll have a lot of different avenues to explore to understand why those differences might exist.
The project is funded by the National Cancer Institute through the new National Serological Science Network, which is a coordinated effort to study immunology and COVID-19 in the country that involves more than 25 universities, cancer centers, and laboratories.